Three Kansas City Chiefs fans found frozen to death after watch party. By Warner Todd Houston on January 23, 2024. Police are thus far at a loss to explain the deaths of three Kansas City Chiefs fans who were found frozen to death outside a home where they had gathered to watch the game. The bodies of David Harrington, 37, Ricky Johnson, 38, and Clayton McGinney, 36, were all found on January 9 in the backyard of the home of a friend. The bodies were likely lying there for 2 days before they were found, a spokesman for the Kansas City Police said, according to the New York Post. One man was found lying dead on the back porch while the other two were in the backyard, police said. The bodies were found after police were called for a welfare check on one of the men, all of whom had been missing for several days. The owner of the home, Jordan Willis, told police he had no knowledge that his friends were lying dead in his backyard for more than 48 hours after the three had stopped by to watch the Chiefs play the LA Chargers on January 7. He also said he had gone to bed before the others had left. Kansas City Police Captain Jake Bakina stressed that the case is not being investigated as a homicide. There have not been any arrests, or charges, and no one is in custody. There are no specific threats or concerns for the surrounding community at this time, Bakina said, adding, the resident at the house was cooperative with detectives the day the deceased were discovered. But friends and family of the three dead Chiefs fans were shocked at the incident and furious at the homeowner, who claims he was unaware that his buddies had died in his own backyard. This man was inside his home alive while my friends were dead in his yard for Lord knows how long, Kaylee Lautier wrote in a Facebook post. They were all hanging out since after the game Sunday. He knew people were looking for them. He read messages of people searching for him on Tuesday, she added. My friend banged on his door and then busted a window and yelled and announced her presence while she's inside and still nothing from him? Lautier asked. Then the cops come 10 minutes later, and he comes out nonchalant in his boxers with an empty wine glass in hand? Nothing is adding up. Dave, Clay, and Ricky need and deserve justice. An attorney for the homeowner insists that the man was completely unaware that his friends had died in the snow behind his house and even claims that he didn't think it was odd that all three of his pals' cars were still outside his home as everyone was searching for the missing men. Like the rest of us, the homeowner is anxiously awaiting the results of the autopsy and toxicology report, attorney John Paserno said. On behalf of the homeowner and his family, we wish to express our deepest sympathies to the friends and family members of these young men, and our thoughts and prayers are with him, Paserno added. Only days after the story of the discovery of the dead men in his backyard, Willis had packed up his belongings and moved out. Willis' attorney has confirmed that the man has left the home, TV reported. A police investigation is ongoing into the deaths. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.